You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Right, let's bring you our daily mental health check-in. We just bring you a pause in the middle of the day. Yes, after your nap, before your nap. Those that can't nap have this moment to sort of check in with ourselves, look at our thoughts and have a check in our bodies. And we do this with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, all in an effort to help us guard our mental health.
Here is a mental health check-in tip for today. The power of gratitude. These days, it can be hard to find things to be grateful for. It seems that when crises and tragedies happen, they pile on in a never-ending layer. When it rains, it pours. Between extreme winters, vaccine anxiety, third wave anxiety, COVID parenting, unemployment or employment uncertainties everywhere, many of us are feeling down and exhausted. The practice of sitting down and putting some grateful statements in writing instead of waiting for a grateful feeling to arrive is very important. That's because when your brain is busy putting out fires all day, gratitude doesn't always get the attention it deserves. During stressful times, your mental space can look like a big, dreary landscape, even though there are good things under the surface just waiting to be recognized. Here are some top tips for practicing gratitude to curb feelings of despair and hopelessness. Tip number one, keep a gratitude journal. Don't feel intimidated by the idea of keeping a journal. You don't have to write anything polished or poetic. It's not the words that end up on the page that matter. It's simply taking a few minutes to help yourself focus on something that makes you feel grateful. Even a few sentences will do. Tip number two, write thank you notes to people. Whether it's a sticky note for your roommate or partner or an email to a coworker, just to do an out of the blue thank you for something nice that they did or some positive vibe they provided. Give people the most generous interpretation possible. Even if someone might have made your day easier without meaning to, give them credit and say thanks. Tip number three. If you find yourself spiraling with resentment, reset and name one thing you are grateful for. It's not your fault that you spiral sometimes. With all that's happening in our days, it is necessary, even expected, that we would spiral. The brain is designed to chase thoughts down anxiety-inducing or anger-inducing rabbit holes. When you catch yourself, it's not too late to reverse course. Splash some cold water on your face, make a cup of tea, and force yourself to name one thing you're grateful for. Then think hard about that thing for a few minutes, bringing your mind back to it over and over if it tries to wander back to resentment. And remember, in times of deep despair, hopelessness, and when things feel very difficult, it is hard to be grateful, but this is a practice. And it's okay if you don't get it right the first time.
That is a clinical psychologist, Charity Mkone. Oh, necessary message for all of us today. The power of gratitude on today's daily mental health check-in.